You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Marvel Masterworks line put on hiatus. Minor Threats gets a library edition. Marvel reveals 616 day exclusives. This is Comic Book Club News for June 17, 2025. You won't have the Marvel Masterworks line to kick around anymore. The premium hardcover and trade collections format has been around since 1987, but as revealed via Tom Brevoort's newsletter, the line is ending. At least, for now. Responding to a fan asking about Brevoort's involvement with the line and it being put on hold, the Marvel editor said, quote, "The central issue was pretty straightforward. Sales on those volumes had dropped to the point where they were no longer financially viable. So while I like the format, if the audience for the books isn't there, then they're going on hiatus, at least. And yes, I was responsible for restarting the program in the late 1990s and getting it running again after its first hiatus. The same thing may be possible here, but we'll need to see what happens over time." The previous hiatus Brevoort is referring to was between 1993 and 1997. So we'll see you in 2029 for more Masterworks. Maybe. If you missed the subversive supervillain saga Minor Threats by Patton Oswalt, Jordan Bloom, and Scott Hepburn, you're going to get another chance to check it out. Dark Horse has announced the Minor Threats Library Edition Volume 1, which collects the first two miniseries in the saga. While there have also been multiple spin-off series, the new hardcover Library Edition will run 256 pages and collect Volume 1, A Quick End to a Long Beginning, and Volume 2, The Fastest Way Down. Both focus on legacy supervillain Playtime, aka Frankie Follis, and her rise to take over the criminal underworld of Twilight City and possible fall. The book will also include a sketchbook section with notes from Hepburn and a cover gallery, as well as new cover art, also by Hepburn. The book will hit comic book shops on February 11. Marvel has been teasing since the end of last week's giant-size Amazing Spider-Man number 1, yes, a whole half a week, that June 16 is 616 Day. So named because that's the designation of Marvel's portion of the multiverse, thanks to writer Dave Thorpe. And in honor of the day, select retailers received a 616 Day package that includes 616 Day variant covers by Marco Cicchetto, Greg Land, Sarah Pacelli, and Lanil Francis Yu, a 616 Day pin set featuring the Fantastic Four, and best of all, a letter from Marvel President Dan Buckley. Gotta get that last one slabbed and graded, folks. In addition, running up once again against the schedule of how we post this podcast, at 6:16 a.m. ET, they posted a teaser that at 6:16 p.m. ET, Marvel will reveal he is back. But who is he? Is it Jesus? Or perhaps Jesus's diametric opposite, Null, God of the Symbiotes? By the time you hear this podcast, we'll likely know who he is. But online speculation ranges from Eddie Brock returning as Venom is currently Mary Jane Watson, or Cletus Cassidy as Carnage is currently Eddie Brock. Or he could be writer Donnie Cates, who happily seems to be on the mend after a devastating car accident back in 2023. Whoever he is, hope the reveal was good, or is good. We'll continue to bring you breaking news after it happens. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and they hiate us because they ain't us. I think that's how you say that. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.